Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you're awake on a Thursday morning, well, good morning to you. You know it's been a long day when you struggle to open your fruit snack, which I just did. I was about ready to throw the fruit snack across the studio because I could not get the packaging open. Thankfully, disaster averted. I was able to eat said fruit snack. And I don't know if it actually will keep me from going and raiding the vending machine, but at least I got it open and there was not a temper tantrum in the studio. It's been that kind of a week. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Hope you survived the hump day. Now we're headed toward the weekend, which is divisional weekend in the NFL. Done with college, so no more college games, though there is some college news that we'll get to. And the temperatures are getting colder in many places of the country. And as the end of January draws nearer, I think, what did I do? Seriously, what did I do? I put the link up on Twitter and Facebook to explain what, in fact, I did. Some of you may have heard me talking about the fact that I've committed to a polar bear plunge in the Chesapeake Bay in Annapolis, Maryland, in 2 weeks. And as I was
immediately regret this decision.
I mean, I've been regretting this decision now for months, but it's gotten worse as the temperature has gotten colder. So I was speaking to a member of the Maryland State Police. That's who puts on this polar bear plunge to benefit Special Olympics. And we were going through the agenda. They're bringing me down. They're putting me up in a hotel. They even tell me I could have a police escort to the park. I don't think that's necessary. Anyway, they've got a whole agenda for me on Friday, January 25th. And so I was going through the agenda and was talking to Greg with the Maryland State Police. And we were figuring out how we can best promote this. And we're going to have a Special Olympics athlete on the air and the head of Special Olympics. And there's a lot that I've learned about this process and about this partnership between law enforcement and Special Olympics. In Maryland alone, there are nearly 8,000 athletes who compete in Special Olympics, and all of them compete and train year-round at no cost to them, which is where these plunges and other charity events come in handy, because they wouldn't be able to pursue their passions and to compete and train year-round for free if it weren't for the fact that there are so many people who are donating their time and their money to help raise money. Special Olympics is important to me because I actually worked with Special Olympics when I was in college. And I remember the first year we hosted a track meet at my campus. And I remember the first year I was an organizer. I think I was a greeter. And then the second year and my senior year in college, I decided to be a buddy for an athlete. Every athlete has a buddy that hangs out with them and helps them get ready for their events and make sure they get where they need to go. And I was a buddy, and it was one of the biggest blessings of my life. Such inspirational athletes, because they refuse to accept limitations, and they will go after not just the victories, they'll go after this love of competition without allowing any of their disabilities, whatever they might be, to hold them back. And you can't tell them that they are unable to do the same things that everybody else does. They're just so inspirational. They're strong, they're brave, they're courageous, and they're a lot of fun. And to be around an event like Special Olympics, I think it changes your life. It really gives you a great perspective about what's important. And so here I get an opportunity to jump into the Chesapeake Bay. I am not wearing a bathing suit. I was told that that would be okay. That's not happening. Not at the end of January when it's going to be, and I quote Greg, 35 or 36 degrees in the water. He said at least there won't be ice. Apparently he's done it in the past where it's been ice and slush because the lead up to the polar bear plunge has been so cold that the water was actually freezing, like freezing solid. He explained to me will be on the beach. There'll be tons of music. And then you take three huge strides. You start running. You take three huge strides and you're in the water. And he said, don't worry. You can just go into your ankles. I told him negative, Ghost Rider. And Dave is shaking his head right now. Dave, why can I not go in only up to my ankles?
Oh, no. I was shaking my head because there's no chance that I would ever do this. You couldn't pay me enough to do it. It's not happening.
Oh, come on. You wouldn't even go into your ankles in 35-degree water?
All right. The ankles, sure.
But you could be ankle boy.
Sure, but I'm not diving in head first.
Yeah, so apparently they discourage diving because it's relatively shallow at this particular park. It's called Sandy Point. Sandy Point, and again, in Annapolis, Maryland. And they don't want you to dive because I guess people have gotten hurt before diving, but people do it every year. I will be wearing yoga pants and a long sleeve shirt, but Greg warned me, once you get in the water and then out again, any clothing you have will be freezing cold and will be sticking to you. And so you actually don't want to have a lot of clothing on because it gets really heavy and cold very fast. He said to me, you can just go into your knees. No, my response was absolutely not. If I'm doing this freaking thing, I'm going in all the way. So it's going to be the worst day of my life. And I may never go in the water again. However, this girl, this chick is her head's going under. So it's going to be awful. I'm not looking forward to it. He said the adrenaline will kick in and you'll be fine. It'll be over before you know it. He said some people even get so excited they stay in the water and take pictures. I'm not taking my phone in. That will not be the case. Though I did hear it's broadcast live on TV in Baltimore and around Maryland. Chris immediately said to me, what? When I told you it's coming up in 2 weeks, you said what?
Well, selfishly, my mind is always on show content, so that's where my mind immediately went.
What type of show content?
We need pictures and videos to flood our social media pages.
Oh, my gosh. I don't think I want any pictures of me looking like a frigid, drowned rat. That does not seem like a great way to promote myself or the show. But this is not about me. It's about the Special Olympics athletes. It's about partnering for an amazing cause. So if you could please do me a favor, anyone who wants to join the team, there's plenty of room on this team. So there's actually a link that you can check out. You can read more details, why it's important, about the athletes at Special Olympics. And I love this. I love this slogan. I might use this as the hashtag, be bold, get cold. Anyway, so I tweeted the link, and Chris, if you wouldn't mind retweeting it, awesome, from our show account, After Hours CBS. Just put it up on Facebook. If you could just check it out, and if you want to donate to help out the Special Olympics athletes, the money's not coming to me, so it's not like you're giving me a dime. But if you want to give $20 to help partner with Special Olympics, that would be awesome. I'd appreciate it. Mostly prayers, please. Polar bear plunge prayers. That also has a lot of alliteration and feels like a good hashtag, because the closer it gets, the worse I feel about this. But I will not be ankle girl. I'm going all the way in, like it or not. If I never come out again, fine, but I am going all the way in. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Inside the Quicken Loans studios, national mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. So you can find me on Twitter or on Facebook. We're asking your reaction to the latest head coaching hires. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Looking at the college game, though there, you know, may eventually be some tie to the NFL, I don't know if this surprised me. I can understand why Jalen Hurts is now in the transfer portal. I'll explain what that means. He put his name and information into the NCAA transfer portal, which is the first step toward leaving Alabama football. He's a junior, but he's already graduated. So that means he can transfer. And with his 1 year of eligibility remaining, he can play right away. Because he's already a grad, he's essentially going to be a grad student wherever he goes. He does not have to sit out and drop a year of eligibility when he transfers. So this doesn't mean he will transfer. It means he can transfer. Now, Jalen, of course, lost his job to Tua Tagovailoa in last year's national championship. So fast forward, rewind a year ago. And Alabama was down by a couple of scores against Georgia. They make the shift then to Tua, who brings them back and they win the championship again, and then all winter, spring, and summer, what was the conversation? Who's going to be the starting quarterback? And we got the bristly Nick Saban for months and months and months. He got really upset because he felt like the media was wanting him to pit one quarterback against the other. The two QBs, Tua and Jalen Hurts, are extremely close. They call one another brothers. And I think in this particular case with Jalen, I admire him even more. There were a lot of people who told me, I remember one particular call, you're an idiot if you don't think Jalen's going to transfer the second he graduates or the second he could leave. There was a point during the season where he could leave without penalty. But it became pretty clear to me that Jalen didn't want to leave. Jalen was not going to bail. And you know what? He had that incredible moment in the SEC championship where Tua was hurt. And this time it's Jalen who comes off the bench and leads the team to a come-from-behind win. I don't know that I've ever been happier for a college student than I was in that case because Jalen did it the right way. He remained classy. He remained humble. He remained supportive of his teammates and his coaches. He did not complain. Even though you may have heard the story by now, after the SEC championship a year ago, so December 2017, his parents were there for the game and they were in their hotel room afterwards. And Jalen's crying. And he's upset, obviously, because he knows this could be the end of him starting, despite the fact that he's lost two games in his career at Alabama. He knew this could be the end because Tua is that good. And we know that. Tua now a Heisman Trophy runner-up. So he's crying and his parents are with him and he says to them, what are we going to do now? And his dad says, we're going to fight. And fight they did. But they did it in a way that did not undermine Nick Saban, his staff, or Tua. And Jalen's a big reason why. The fact that he chose to do this the right way with character and with leadership. He's a big reason why they got back to the national championship game. I know they didn't win it, but they had another 14-win season. Now Jalen feels as though he's free to depart. So there are a lot of schools out there that I think would be anxious to have him. 26-2 with two championship game appearances when he was starting for the Tide. He won the SEC Offensive Player of the Year as a freshman. All right, so Jalen Hurts is a quality guy for a lot of reasons. Is he going to be a Cliff Kingsbury in school and pass up and down the field? No, but he can win a variety of ways. And he can pass the ball. It's obviously not his strength, but he can do it. It does sound like he's going to leave, but it's not a done deal. He would have to agree, and I'm sure it needs to be the right fit for him. He did play a lot this past season for Bama. He appeared in all but two games, and that was because he had a high ankle sprain. So he completed 51 of 70 passes this past year, nearly 800 yards, had 8 touchdowns and only 2 interceptions as the backup. And then he rushed for a couple more touchdowns. I think any program would be lucky to have him. I don't believe in luck. Would be blessed to have him. But also that he would instantly upgrade not just the offense, but the locker room. So good for Jalen. And again, doing it the right way. He didn't just want to blow out of town because of his emotion. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Have you ever done a polar bear plunge? Is it awful? I can't even get my family to do it. I can't even get my family to consider it. Help me. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
First and 10 from the Bama 49, 3:15 to go third quarter. Meyer in motion. A lot of movement up front. Kyler's going to run it himself. Now he throws late, looking for Rambo in the end zone. It is caught! Oh. It's a touchdown! Charleston Rambo! Oh, mama!
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Toby Rowland is the voice of the Oklahoma Sooners on their network from Learfield Sports. Why do you care? Well, Kyler Murray, Heisman Trophy winner, and of course, as a participant in the playoff with Oklahoma against Clemson, eventual champ, he's a guy who could excel in two different sports, right? He could play NFL. He could also play MLB. Not the video version games, but the actual games. Now, Oakland selected him 9th overall as an outfielder in the draft. But it sounds like the A's expect him to declare for the NFL draft coming up on Sunday. Is it possible to do both? I don't think it is. We're talking about a different day and age and not a quarterback. So we've had two sports stars in the past, Bo Jackson, Deion Sanders. But at a quarterback spot, it's really a year-round job, especially for a young guy. I don't know that it's possible for him to do both. Baseball requires so much of your time just in season. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that Murray will turn his back on the A's. He can declare for the draft, and then he could decide to go pro in football instead of baseball. But in terms of the A's perspective, just declaring for the draft doesn't necessarily mean he's going to turn down the deal they've given him or offered him, which is roughly $5 million. It's just a different path in Major League Baseball, because a lot of times, unless you're a Bryce Harper and you're a phenom, you do have to spend time in the majors. Where in the case of Kyler Murray, there's a chance he could be starting pretty quickly in the NFL if he got drafted by the right team. So here are the dates that you have to keep in mind. Murray's 21, so if he decides to go in the NFL draft, it's mid-February, February 15th, when A's position players report to Mesa, Arizona, and he does have an invite to be part of the big league camp. So he has an opportunity to get out there immediately and show what he can do among the big leaguers. But the scouting combine then starts just 11 days later. And if he's going to try to turn heads, he at least needs to be part of the weigh-ins and all the different interviews at the combine, even if he doesn't work out there. So that's kind of when he'd have to make the decision between football and baseball. This is your Heisman Trophy winner, but has already been drafted in Major League Baseball. The A's now expect him to enter the NFL draft. He's going to have to decide between one sport or the other. That's coming from Susan Slusser in the San Francisco Chronicle. Originally, that's where the news broke. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you so much for all of your tweets about the polar bear plunge. I will check out what you've said on Facebook as well. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's see. Caleb sends me a link. He did a polar bear plunge twice in Rochester, New York. Okay, that's cold. He says they have to cut holes in the ice to jump in. What? I mean, what happens if you jump in a hole in the ice and then you can't get back up? Are you on a rope? What? I lived in Rochester, New York. It was my first full-time commercial radio job. So I graduated from Syracuse, and then my first full-time commercial job was in Rochester. I worked at WHAM, which was a station, a clear channel that could be heard in 38 states in Canada. And so my mom would sit in the driveway in New Hampshire and listen to me at night, because I started out on overnight. She would listen to me do news updates at the top of the hour, which was kind of cool. And I used to get people who heard me in Arizona. So I did live in Rochester for a year. I can't imagine. It was frigid. Lake effect snow in Syracuse and Rochester all the time. Caleb, you are far braver than me. Thank you so much for your tweet. Maybe you want to come do the polar bear plunge in Annapolis with me? I could use some moral support. Anyone? Patrick says on Twitter, A-Law Radio, I've done it there at Sandy Point, which is where I'll be going, and in Virginia Beach. When in all the way, trust me, you will run in, but you will walk out. I don't know if you know me that well, Patrick. I don't think I'll be doing any walking. I think I'll be running in screaming the entire way and then running out screaming the entire way. I mean, I can be tough and get in the water, but I'm still going to act like a little girl. Patrick says it's fun and it's a great cause. Well, that's why I'm doing it. Truth be told, Greg from the Maryland State Police did give me the option of backing out. He said, no harm, no foul. Nothing's been done that can't be undone. You haven't even officially joined our team yet. If you don't want to do it, nobody's going to get upset at you. And I said, I actually interrupted him and was like, no. I've already talked about this on the radio. I've already put it out on social media. I'm not backing out. That's not who I am. Just because I'm a wimp? No. I jumped out of an airplane, for God's sakes. I can jump into cold water. Edward says on Twitter, I did a polar bear plunge several years ago. There will be people there starting at 10 a.m. plunging for 24 hours. They have to raise $10,000 to do it. Yeah, Greg actually mentioned to me something called a rolling plunge where he had to jump in once an hour for 24 hours. I said, why in the world would you do that? He says it was all about raising money for Special Olympics. So yeah, if you have a story about a polar bear plunge, that's awesome. I'd love to hear from you. And the link is up on my Twitter or now on Facebook, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Pete says, lucky you. Brr. Oh yeah, no, it's going to be cold. And so when I get out of the water, and again, I'll be doing my show from Baltimore that Friday morning. It's the first time I've ever taken the show on the road to Baltimore. I've been in DC before, but not from our fan affiliate in Baltimore. So that'll be fun too. But I will be also going on no sleep, right? So I'll be getting off the air at 6 o'clock Eastern time, driving to Annapolis, hopping in bed for maybe 2 hours, and then getting up and going and doing the plunge and having to, they're bringing me up on stage. I told them it's not necessary. This isn't about me, but they feel like it will help them promote, which I'm happy to help and do whatever. But yeah, I don't know. I guess once I get out of the water, I'll probably be so giddy and so grateful that it's over that I'll be fine with doing interviews and that kind of stuff. But I want it to be more about the athletes. And so we're going to do some interviews with Special Olympics athletes who will be there as well. And we'll post those afterwards on social media as well as on our YouTube channel, I hope. Mike says, Amy, I would not jump into that ice water. The only water I would jump in is in Aruba. My mother's worried I'm going to go into shock. Like, she's literally worried that I'm going to die. Greg says, don't worry. No one's ever passed out. Like, no one's ever been unconscious. But there is some evidence out there that throwing your body into freezing cold water can actually render you unconscious. It can actually kill you. So my mom is not for this at all. She sent me a column. She actually sent me a link on email to an article about how someone died jumping into freezing cold water. I was like, Mom, how is that helpful at all? Like, even a little bit helpful. It's not. All right. Yeah. Thanks so much for finding me on social media. Coming up, what does Steve Atwater, longtime Denver Bronco Hall of Famer, have to say about Vic Fangio as the next head coach for the Broncos? And I'm still going back and forth on this Freddie Kitchens, Greg Williams situation. I'd love to hear from you. 855-212-4227. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Go from insane in the membrane to a little bit of Celine Dion. My mom and I still want to see her sing in Las Vegas. We're huge fans. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in to our show or the podcast, if that's how you're listening. 855-212-4CBS is our toll-free line brought to you by Geico. With a quick way you can save money, switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on your car insurance. I'm fairly positive that when it comes to the polar bear plunge, I'm going to be so cold I won't be able to speak. So I'm not sure how those interviews are going to turn out. Maybe I can learn sign language between now and then. Let's talk to Mike, who's listening in Baltimore. Mike, welcome to After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Amy.
Hello.
Hi. I just wanted to give you a few pointers. With that, what the tweet you read earlier about running in, but you're not going to be running out, he's pretty spot on about that, because once your lower half gets frozen, freezing cold, it's kind of hard to for your legs to function.
Okay.
But I've been doing it at Sandy Point since 2002 was my first year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's definitely an experience, and it's all for an awesome cause. I've raised maybe, about $1,000 a year.
Oh, that's awesome.
But and the other thing about the more clothes you have on, the worse it is. Absolutely.
Well, I don't care. I'm still not going in a bathing suit. I'm not actually taking off clothes on a frigid beach when it's 30-something degrees and there's probably a wind chill to run into the water and be colder. I mean, at least it'll break the wind until I get into the water.
And definitely wear some shoes.
Oh, yeah, no, Greg told me that for sure. Yeah, he said not flip-flops even because you'll trip and fall right into the water.
Right. But, yeah, good luck. And, yeah, we all do it on Saturday. You're getting the special treatment with the state police, but the big thing's on Saturday.
Right. There are thousands more people that are plunging on Saturday. And that's only, it's not really about them treating me differently. It's about the fact that I have to work on Saturday. I have a basketball game on TV. And so if I was going to do it, I had to do it Friday. But it's great because I'm a big fan and I think a big supporter too on the show. I try to be anyway of law enforcement and veterans and first responders. And this is their plunge that I'll be part of, as well as the governor. He's plunging as well, the governor of Maryland. So I'm sure he's going to be getting all the attention, which is fine with me. I don't want anyone to notice me because I'm going to, it's not going to be pretty.
No, you'll be fine. You'll have a blast.
So are you doing it again then on Saturday?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, awesome. I'm so glad. Well, that's really cool. I hope that you're far tougher than me.
All right. Thank you. Nice talking to you.
Thanks, Mike. Well, that's awesome. So not only has he done it, but he continues to go back. So, of course, he does sound far tougher than me. But I feel like the fact that I'm actually driving there to do this is like self-inflicted punishment. So, yes, driving down and doing the show from Baltimore Thursday night, January 24th, into Friday morning, January 25th. And then after a few hours, I don't even know if I'll be able to sleep. I'll be so nervous and nervous is the wrong word. I'll be anxious. I know me. I worry about all kinds of things that never happen. I am a bit of a worry wart about a lot of things, and this will be one of them. So I am thrilled to be part of it. And I'm so glad that, I'll be able to be there when there are so many members of law enforcement who are participating. It's an honor for me to be part of what they're doing. I want it to be about Special Olympics and about the athletes, and I hope the governor gets all the attention. And I can just kind of sneak in the water and then sneak out. But I feel like if I'm screeching, that might be harder to do. But I'm grateful that they are helping me do this and making it as easy as possible. So putting me up in a hotel and all that jazz is very kind of them. Do we have to do a TV interview when I'm, you know, freezing cold and dripping wet? And apparently there's a VIP tent that's heated. A tent that's heated, like not that far from where you plunge. So maybe they'll let me in there and somehow give me a towel. That would be awesome. David is listening in Baltimore. Welcome to After Hours.
Hi, this is David.
No, I'm Amy.
Hey, Amy.
Hi.
I'm just calling in from Baltimore. I just want to say thank you for doing it. My son has autism, and he runs every year in the Special Olympics down in Johnny United Stadium in Towson.
Awesome.
And for people like you who help bring awareness and obviously the money and raising these funds, it allows all of us, especially the families, to go to these things and watch an incredible event of these athletes running together, working together, and especially in this day and age with all the sports issues that we have, it's a whole different side of what sports is about and fellowship and love.
I agree with that, and I did not know this until Greg from the Maryland State Police told me on Wednesday that Special Olympics athletes are allowed to not just compete, but train year-round free of cost. And so that's where these fundraisers like the Polar Bear Plunge come in, because they don't have to pay for anything and shouldn't. They're so inspirational too. And so I'm excited to meet a lot of them. We're hoping to have one on the show as well. One member of Special Olympics, and then just the opportunity to engage with them and to tell them thank you and to give them high fives and stuff when I'm there on Friday. That to me is going to be the best part of it, is to be able to meet them in person.
Change your heart, and I know from the families it's huge because of all the expenses that we incur with other things that that happen in their lives, and just to have this opportunity and watch them flourish. They look forward to it all year, and some of them train obviously all year too, and there are some incredible athletes in the things that they do. But again, it's people like you bringing awareness to your radio station, but actually you making the sacrifice to drive down and doing this for all of us, and it means the world.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. And what is your son's name?
Bingham.
Bingham. Oh, that's awesome. I like it. Well,
family name.
Oh, very cool. Well, tell Bingham that I'm doing it for him.
Yeah. And have a blessed day.
All right. Thanks, David. That's going to be the best part, is being able to meet a bunch of these athletes in person and to talk to them. And like I said, going back to my days in college and serving as a buddy, I mean, I will never forget standing at the finish line as they're racing, they're doing, this is summertime, doing track and field events, and just the joy and the excitement. But also the fact that they have camaraderie. It's not that they aren't competitive. It's that they care about the people that are to their left and their right in a way that you don't often see among other competitors. So that's going to be the cool part, the payoff. I'm really excited about sharing the beach with some incredible athletes. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Guys, what do you think about this? Vanessa posts on our Facebook page. Before you go into the water, put on Vaseline. It will protect your skin. Then place your clothes on. From head to toe, also wear tick socks. Do you think she means thick socks? Wait, tick socks? What's a tick sock? Thick socks? I'm confused. And how can you wear socks from head to toe? Someone Google tick socks and see if that's an autocorrect or if that's an actual thing. She says, here in Maryland, the water is cold, very cold. Thanks for that. Grease yourself down good. Put on clothes. I will be wearing clothes. She says, you'll be fine. Okay. Could you imagine? I'm not just going in screaming. I'm going in greased up and shiny and screaming. Oh, heavens to Betsy. This could be really ugly. Oh, my gosh. Aaron says lots of alcohol helped him the handful of times he jumped into Mirror Lake the week leading up to the OSU-Michigan game. Granted, that wasn't in January. No, it definitely was not in January. I don't feel like I want to talk about it anymore. I think this is making it worse. Shall we talk about the head coaches and the hires that have been announced and that are upcoming? Here's one thing that I think is important to note. There are a lot of different causes for this, and every year is different. But the idea that now, well, even as we still have two head coach openings that are available, there are two African-American coaches out of 32 in the NFL now. So it's because of who got fired this year, Hugh Jackson, Marvin Lewis, Vance Joseph, Steve Wilks, because of the names that were let go, you lose four minority coaches, and think about who's replacing them. Now, I know in the case of Adam Gase, he was fired, but he's moving to another job. But Bruce Arians, Vic Fangio, Gase, Freddie Kitchens, Cliff Kingsbury, and Matt LaFleur are all white. Now, do I think this is racism? No, I'm not. That's not what I'm telling you. But here's one thing that's pretty obvious. Most of the bent now is offensive coaches, right? Well, the majority of quarterbacks and offensive coordinators in the NFL are white. So that if you're hot, and I know all of these didn't come directly from the NFL. Cliff Kingsbury did not. Bruce Arians came from broadcasting, though he does have experience. And yes, Fangio's defensive side of the ball, and he's white. But the point is that when you're picking from an offensive pool and you're looking for guys who have either played the position, and Kitchens was a quarterback at Alabama. If you're picking from guys that are on the offensive side of the ball, more of the pool is white, which then leads to an even greater majority of head coaches being white. Now, again, I'm not telling you the NFL is racist. I wish there were easy answers to this. It's systemic for sure. I don't believe that it's racism on the part of these owners and general managers, but it's about the pools. It's about who do you have to choose from as minority candidates, especially when four of them just got fired. Now, some of them will, Todd Bowles, I forgot about Todd Bowles. Todd Bowles also getting fired in New York. Bowles is going to have another job as a defensive coordinator. You're going to have more than likely Vance Joseph pop up somewhere as a defensive coordinator. But one example is Dirk Cutter, he ends up now getting rehired as an offensive coordinator in Atlanta. And so, again, the idea is that former quarterbacks, offensive coordinators, offensive coaches more than the majority of the time are white. And that's where these coaches are coming from most of the time. You've got your outliers, like I said, in Kingsbury. So it's interesting to look at the numbers. I don't have any answers. I'm not making accusations. It's an issue and a problem that has been talked about for years. That's where the Rooney Rule is supposed to come in. I'm not going to give you all the lists of all the candidates who interviewed for every single job. Certainly there are minority candidates who interviewed. And there are white guys who lost their jobs too. But now if you think about it, 2 of 32 head coaches, pending the other two hires in Cincinnati, Miami, are white. So it's gone the other way. There's been now a shift back the other direction, and a lot of that is because of the shift to offense. And 70% of the NFL, that's the number that I last read. It's obviously a number that shifts a little bit here and there every year. But 70% of players are African American. So there's a disconnect there. There's a schism between the guys who are in positions of decision-making and the guys who are playing. It doesn't mean they can't work together. I'm not suggesting it has to be black against white, but just the numbers are off from playing to then coaching. You can find me on Twitter or on Facebook, A-Law Radio and After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I'm cold just thinking about jumping into cold water. Thanks so much for tuning in to CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.